Welcome to the Football Podcast. This is your host, Mr. Number 9.
And this is the Phil.
Okay, now we are back in the round ball, green grass, not cricket
world. Yeah, 11 players on the field. Oh, wait, we're still sort of the same thing. All right.
Yeah.
The one with goals, not a pitch. Right.
Yes. Okay, so we have not done a football podcast in a long time. It's a bit of a pity because we are at the business end of the Premiership, and it's kind of set now. I think pretty much the top four, we know who they're going to be. Chelsea are pretty much champions-elect at the moment.
Yeah, we're only two wins off.
And Arsenal will probably finish second, and I think that's a very good improvement by Arsenal, going up from third last year. And if they buy one or two very good players in those key positions that we keep talking about every season Arsenal should buy, then they could very much so challenge next season for top place, or at least for one of those top two places again. It's a pity that Manchester United couldn't beat Chelsea last week, not just from a Manchester United fan perspective, like, because United are not going to win the Premier but at least it would have meant there was a bit more going into it in the last few seasons. But it looks done and dusted. I mean, there might be a bit of scrap between the Manchester teams over who gets to finish third and fourth, but both sides are kind of happy where they are. I don't think Liverpool can really challenge City's position in fourth.
7 points behind. Yeah. So they might. Arsenal, I think they're in the driving seat. So I think they've got a game in hand as well.
Mm-hmm.
But they're only 1 point ahead of United, two points ahead of City. But say they do look like they should be second.
Well, I think they've got a game against United.
I think I'll have to have a look. But I'm pretty sure, yes, they've got a game in hand, and they've got games to play against the others that will semi fit. And they've got that Chelsea on Monday and morning our time at the Emirates, which they should have a reason. Well, I'd like it in Chelsea one, so we're pretty much done and dusted in the week. We get to get crowned champions at our next home game. But
We'll see. And they will obviously also have FA Cup to play.
Arsenal, yes.
Yep. Arsenal. Yeah. So if they get to retain the FA Cup, then they've had a pretty fantastic season, improving on a place and getting a cup.
I don't think I'll complain too much.
I think if at the beginning of the season you told Arsenal fans they would finish in the top two and they would get a trophy.
Win some silverware, yeah.
I mean, okay, obviously Aston Villa can beat Arsenal, but going to Wembley is nothing to sneer at. I mean, even if they finish second, and that's still a pretty fine achievement this season. Manchester United, I think we all knew were going to start slow and sluggish. It was pretty obvious after the first few games that this was going to take a bit of time for the players to get used to what Louis van Gaal has been trying to do, but it's been, I think now that they're getting into it, they promise to be quite dangerous next season, and United are definitely going to buy players. We know this. Louis van Gaal does not have Alex Ferguson's patience, shall we say, with players who, or Arsene Wenger for that matter, is patient. I think Alex Ferguson's a bit less patient than Arsene Wenger, but you know, Louis van Gaal's willing to give young players a lot of rope, but once you've reached a certain age and you've not shown what he thinks a professional player should be showing, he's not willing to go.
Doesn't stick around with them. He goes looking for someone who's going to fill the role, do the job. You know, if you're not doing it, then he looks and says, there's a whole wide world of football players out there. I'll find someone who can.
Absolutely. I know it's not yet that time of year, but everybody's talking about what's going to happen when the market reopens. We're only maybe 2 months away. Well, we all know the deals are done. The people who are going to move in that first month have pretty much already signed their contracts and gotten it done out of the way now. Wish list. I mean, what would you want? What sort of player would you want Jose Mourinho to buy? Is there a player out there that you're like, this guy, Mourinho, break the bank, buy him?
I don't think there's a guy that you say, whatever, just throw money at that particular guy. I think we were talking just before. He does need another frontline player. Diego Costa is very awesome and very good, but this year he seems to have been broken more often than not. And it just seems to be a lacking of, you know, penetrating frontman. Drogba's doing good, but Drogba's old. I think this year's sort of shown that, it was nice for him to come back and have a bit of a swan song, you know, have that last hurrah, but he's sort of past his best.
Oh, definitely. Yeah. This is not the vintage 2009, 2010 Didier Drogba that we are familiar with.
And look, Remy is very good, but he just, I think, he's missing the experience to be the guy that's given the task in a big match. And so that's someone else who can be, they're not exactly there.
Well, unfortunately, they let a player like that go and Daniel Sturridge.
Yes, that was a while ago. They did that before, really. Sturridge showed his true class. We sort of brought him up, trained him up, got him there, and went, cool, we got you cheap.
Would you want Chelsea to maybe sneak in and go under Spurs' wing and take someone like Harry Kane, perhaps?
Ooh, that would be interesting.
A very Alan Shearer-esque type. He reminds me a lot of Alan Shearer.
Yeah, no, he's been very good. The only question I would have there is, whilst he's had a very good show in his class, not saying he's bad, just a little experience. You know, hasn't had that long, that experience under him of being in tough positions or being there and having that sort of physicality around him and such like. I think this year, a lot of it's been A, class, and B, a bit of newness. People haven't worked him out yet, haven't gone yet. You know, in a couple of seasons might not be quite as dangerous. The defences know on how we do it and how we sort them out. But isn't
Do you think a player like him will stay at Spurs, or will Spurs do what they traditionally have done in the last 5 years and sell their good player to Real Madrid for a lot of money?
Spurs will say they're going to keep him, and they'll try, and they might even try really, really hard to keep him. But someone's going to come along with a very deep pocket, and
he's too good a player not to be playing Champions League regularly. Yeah. That's what it comes down to at the end, don't you think?
And Spurs are just saying no, and then there's going to be a big money offer, and they're going to go, fine money. Yes, we'd like.
That's true. I mean, there was a day when all the good Spurs players would go to Manchester United, but Spurs are a better sort of club now. They are no longer Manchester United's feeder club. They're in fact Real Madrid's feeder club. Thank you very much.
Apparently.
But I don't know. There's rumors that Paul Pogba could be swapped out for Oscar just to keep FFP in play. And well, Pogba is an amazing player. I mean, if they get him, then they've basically set for life in that central midfield role. They've got that Claude Makélélé type player, pretty much.
That's pretty good. But like I said, losing Oscar's not...
Yeah. You're losing an offensive player for a defensive player, basically. Yeah.
And then Oscar's been playing...
Not a defensive player, but like a more all-round player.
More middish field as opposed to attacking midfield. I see that being pretty good. I do like Oscar. I've liked Oscar. It would be really sad to see him go, for someone like Pogba.
Do you think... there would be a few things that Jose Mourinho will regret, and Kevin De Bruyne, who he sold off, and André Schürrle, and if they now sell Oscar, because these are players with Premiership experience. Yes, he's selling them off into places like the Bundesliga and Serie A, but those leagues don't have the money, and eventually there'll be some Premiership club which will go, you know, André Schürrle, he's pretty good, he's got Premiership experience. Yeah. We might fancy a bit of money on him. Like
Schürrle, it was a bit of a sad go, but at the same time, he really a bench player, but he was being a bench player.
Mm-hmm.
He was too good to be sitting on the bench all the time, but that was sort of becoming his role because he didn't really fit into the starting tactics of Mourinho. He liked having Schürrle to bring him on because he could do what he needed him to do once the game was finished, you know, either to close the game out, like where he had one or two, we need someone to come in, hold it up and see the game out, or come in and add an extra attacking dynamic. We need that goal to claw it back or something. You know, things weren't quite clicking. But at the same time, when I looked at the squad, he was always the one I thought, if we're going to get rid of someone,
Schürrle was a natural guy to come in and replace Diego Costa up front. If you've got when you've got such problems with your other strikers, I think right now, if Chelsea fans had a choice, whether they'd rather have Loic Remy, who doesn't play games, or Didier Drogba, who plays not that great, or have André Schürrle, who could just pretty much slot in for Diego Costa, something different to Diego Costa, but also something quite effective. He works quite well with the existing Chelsea forward line.
I wouldn't mind. I think when you're saying that, Remy should probably be given more starts, really. He's a very good player, which is a bit of a pity that he's not quite seen there, but that sort of flows on with the Chelsea way of things. We have an awesome younger striker, but we just won't put him on in places. We'll just sit him on the bench and bring him on for 10 minutes.
That's what happened with Lukaku, and it happened to Sturridge, it's now happened to Schürrle. I think Chelsea will buy a striker in the offseason. They may offload Loic Remy, and, well, Didier Drogba is probably going to retire, and so
I think Drogba will move on. I don't know if they'll get rid of Remy. They might just buy another striker and keep Remy as the third choice.
Maybe a more realistic target like Christian Benteke, who looks like back to his best, but pretty much everyone else will be up for him.
Yeah, he'll be the big move this year. He'll go somewhere. I wouldn't complain, actually. I think Benteke is very good. And he does what we would need as the backup striker. You know, he'll be a big muscular guy. He'll do the Drogba role, being, you know, quite younger than Drogba.
Yep.
And so have that bit more spark, a bit more energy.
That being said, I'm fairly sure Manchester United would not mind having him in their team. And neither would... Well, I think City are a bit hamstrung by FFP. But Arsenal can easily afford a player like him, especially if he plays well against them. them in the final, like in Aston Villa.
For the cup.
In the cup. And Liverpool might be in the hunt for a partner to go with Sturridge.
As you say, there'll be plenty of people chasing after Gündoğan over the summer, I would say. So it'll be interesting to see where it finally goes. And it will just be whoever's willing to stump up the extra couple of million, I would think. Because there'll be a definite ceiling on his worth, but it's just who's willing to get to there, or you know, a couple of extra just to ensure it.
And it's the same with Pogba, as we know. Plenty of premiership clubs are wanting him.
Oh, yes.
Arsenal, United, and Chelsea are openly courting him.
Yeah.
I think if City wanted to get a player like Pogba, they, given their restrictions, realistically, they're looking at needing to sell someone like Sergio Aguero for 90 million to Real Madrid.
If someone like City wants it, well, you know what's going to happen. It'll be bought by the New York team and then loaned across.
That's against the rules now.
Yeah.
So he can't do that, but... Yeah,
but
well, they may or may not find a way.